Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Good morning, 809 News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Joining us, as he does every Monday, is our sheriff in Santa Rosa County, Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, welcome back to the show, sir. Merry Christmas and almost Happy New Year.
Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you, too.
I hope you had a relaxing one, spending time with the family, grandkids, all that kind of stuff. I know we did. Not grandkids yet, but, you know, we're getting there. Eventually, maybe.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, it was nice and relaxing.
Jairo, am I saying his name right? Hernandez Cruz. There was a robbery to Tom Thumb.
Yeah. And, you know, we have them every once in a while around Christmas time. I don't know why it's just Christmas time, but that's normally when they happen. And, you know, the guys who rob the Tom Thumbs and the convenience stores, they're not exactly geniuses because, you know, they may get at best $300, maybe, possibly. And of course, it's a prison term of like 20 years. So you're basically taking a 20-year chance on $300. But anyways, and they usually do dumb stuff right after. Well, this guy, same thing. So he robs the place. We get there. We call the hounds. The guide, the clerk tells us which way he went. Hounds are on the ground. And of course, they never miss. They track. And about halfway through the track, they get to a bag. And in the bag is the gun the guy used and the money that he stole.
So okay, go on.
So he didn't even get the money. So that was the great part. He didn't get the money, even though he robbed the store.
Well,
he left the money.
If you give back the money and the gun, then all good, right?
Oh yeah. See, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, right. You got to think like a criminal, better, Bob. That's the thing.
No harm, no foul. Right. See, we should have left it right there, but end up still catching them and putting them in jail. So yeah, it's just it just never ceases to amaze me. Sometimes it's just job security. Kind of warm and fuzzy about it.
I get. Well, you know, we can't all have a cushy job at an armored car and accidentally have a surplus bag of money thrown onto our car that we decide to make off with and then quit our job the same day and throw our clothes back over the fence. I mean, we can't all be as lucky as some people.
True. Very true.
Hey, this time of year, you know, I read a story. It's just the porch thieves. I don't like to call them porch pirates. Honestly, I think I do out of habit, but it kind of underemphasizes the evil of this thing, you know, because it makes it sound kind of cutesy, and I don't want to make it sound cutesy at all. I was reading a story about, NPR had this, about a porch thieves where her child gets their epilepsy medication through the mail. Yeah. It gets delivered to the porch, and she goes out one day to find that somebody's stolen it. She has it on the camera that they stole it, and now all of a sudden she's got this very expensive, cannot replace it. There's no prescription she can use because it got delivered, and her son is, you know, going to have to go to the hospital because she doesn't have the medication from, like, it put a whole different spin on the porch thief stuff to me, but you know, what people steal is not necessarily just some valuable they can resell. It's sometimes life-saving, whether it's medical equipment or prescription drugs or things like this too, right?
Yeah, and the sad part is people that steal off porches, they don't care. And that person that stole that medication, obviously they can't use it unless they have seizures.
Right.
Or, you know, and so they take it, don't care, can't use it. I guarantee you what they did with it was throw it away.
Right.
So yeah, they really, you know, there's some scumbags out there that really just, you know, need to get a life. And like you said, most of the time it's Christmas time. Somebody gets a, you know, iPad or something, you know, and resells it. But that's why I tell everybody, you know, have a good camera system that covers your porch. And because most of these people don't cover their face. They don't cover their face. They'll just run up on the porch, get it, and run off. So have a good camera system, something we can use to hopefully track the people down and put them behind bars where they need to be.
You see this all the time. Your deputies see this all the time. And I'll just tell you, what it makes me think of is there are some crimes that are genuinely awful crimes. They're, let's call them the big bad felonies, you know, the crimes of violence, okay? But there are, there are other crimes like this, like the porch piracy kind of stuff, or like, you know, somebody throwing gum on the sidewalk. I mean, it's such, you know, in the grand scheme of life for most people, it's not that big of an event, but it is so uncivilized. It is so hostile to the concept of rules and getting along with people and respecting each other's boundaries and property and all that kind of stuff. How do you address that? I mean, if we're trying to fix a culture, if we're trying to fix a civilization, I get we got to deal with the rapes and the murders, okay? Obviously, and the child abuse, and there are horrible things that happen. But I almost feel like that stuff is always there, and how do we fix these little, but you kind of want, man, I just kind of like to shoot the people who steal, you know, like it's, my response to them is so disproportionate from what they've done. But I feel like, in a way, that's what makes it worse. You see what I'm talking about? Like, how do we do this? How do we solve this?
Yeah, there was a guy back in the 60s, and I forgot his name, but he was a New York, he was a NYPD commissioner, and he had a theory called broken window theory. And it basically said that if you go around your neighborhood and you fix the little problems like broken windows and things like you'd spray over graffiti, paint over the graffiti, that trickles upwards. And it lowers crime and people care more and, you know, that kind of thing. So I wish I had a formula to fix idiots that, you know, take advantage of other people. But you're always going to have lazy people that want to make money the easy way because they don't want to work.
Yeah.
And if I could fix it, I would. But I don't know any formula that's going to fix somebody with the thought process of, hey, I'm not working. You owe me and I'm going to take this. I mean,
I feel like it's somehow it's a society that believes it can just get away with stuff. I'll give you another example. Road littering, you know, or people who dump trash, dump tires, that kind of stuff. I'm the guy who if I see trash that I can pick it up, I will pick it up. And it would never, ever occur to me to throw an empty soda container out the window. Like, that's unfathomable to me. And I think but here we have a society where I'm trying to get along with people who do that. How do we fix that? Like, it's two different kinds of people entirely, you know, and again, I know that that's not a big deal, but it seems like that's where it starts.
It is where it starts. And my jail is full of entitled people that think they're owed things that they're not owed.
Yeah.
You know, and they think if they can throw that out the window because somebody will pick it up. It's not going to be them, obviously, but somebody will pick it up and, hey, they're employing somebody to go pick up trash. Ugh. And that's their thought processes. And I mean, you've got some really demented people out there that really think the world revolves around them. They're special. And you owe it to them to, you know, keep them from working so they can just get easy money and not have to do anything. And I think it starts at home a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, if your parents don't care about you and they're like, yeah, whatever, just go out and do whatever you want to. That's the kind of, you know, mindset you're breeding. And unfortunately, we, as a society in America, there's a lot of that going on.
Sadly. We're talking to our Sheriff Bob Johnson, Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson. Sheriff, I had one other thing I wanted to ask you about, so hang on for just a second. John Pickens has Traffic on the Fives.
Brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. No accidents to report to you or delays. I-10, I-110 are all looking good. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Five.
Thanks so much, John. Sheriff, one thing I just want to let people know about, because it is coming up in 2 days, we're going to have New Year's Eve, and then we're going to have New Year's Day. And the state of Florida, the legislature did pass a law a couple of years back that made it legal to shoot off fireworks 4th of July, New Year's Eve, and New Year's Day that are normally illegal. That applies everywhere that a municipality has not restricted it. Like in Pensacola, it happens to be illegal. I don't actually know whether Gulf Breeze or Milton or Jay has these things illegal, but can you tell people what is the law, what should they expect, and also how should they handle if they think it's gunfire but it's fireworks on New Year's Eve? What do you want them to know?
Yeah, and we get a lot of calls of gunfire on New Year's Eve, and 99.9% of them are fireworks, but there's always that 0.01% of some idiot going out and going, hey, if fireworks are illegal, I'm going to take my 12-gauge in the front yard and pop off a few rounds. We always have one or two of those. So,
and just to be clear, that is illegal. It is illegal to fire a gun in such a way that it endangers other people, might leave your property, anything like that. There are also rules there, but...
Yeah, but if you have a farm in Jay and your house is in the middle of, you know, 200 acres and you shoot a gun off, you're perfectly legal. You're not, as long as you're not pointing it at anybody else, obviously. But yeah, so, and then fireworks, yeah, they're legal and you're going to hear a lot of them. I don't know if the city of Milton and the city of Gulf Breeze have restricted them. If they have, I have not heard of it.
Okay.
But if you live in those two cities, it's real easy. Call your police department and say, hey, is there anything restricting me from using fireworks? And they'll tell you.
Right.
So, but in the county, it's perfectly legal. Just do it in a safe manner. I mean, don't shoot bottle rockets at other people and that kind of thing. I mean, we do get calls for that, and obviously we respond. But, yeah, just use common sense, play it safe, try to respect the rights of others, and, you know, have a good New Year.
And if you do hear what you really genuinely think is gunfire, yeah, call it in, because you want to know, right?
Yeah, 100%. And we respond to those. We're not going to blow them off and say, no, they must just be fireworks. We're not going to do that. We'll come out and we will check and see. So definitely call us if you need us.
Very good. Sheriff, Santa Rosa Sheriff Bob Johnson, as always, Sheriff, thank you for the time. We'll talk to you in the new year. Have a great New Year's, and we'll talk to you next Monday.
You too. Take care.
820 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Hey, if you need air conditioning, heating, electrical, plumbing, you need work done on, like, say, a generator, Peden, they can take care of you for that. You know, the company started years ago, almost 5 decades ago, in, you know, just Panama City Beach. And, you know, basically Robert Peden wanted to cool down, and he started, you know, helping his friends and neighbors cool down, and he turned it into a business. And then he learned heating, and then he learned plumbing, and then he learned electrical, and the company branched out. And geographically branched out to the east all the way to Tallahassee. I mean, even into the eastern time zone they branched out. And then just recently across the state line into Alabama, into Baldwin County, and even into Mobile. So everywhere along the Gulf Coast. High-quality products, good installation, 100% satisfaction guarantee. They want to take care of you. Now Peden's got a thing with the Smarter Safe Home. For $89, they've got a smart home consultation. This means that licensed professionals will come to your house and formulate a custom plan to take care of your comfort, your security, your energy, and produce savings throughout your home. They'll give you one simple single system for all of that stuff so you can live smarter with Peden. Find out more about the smart home consultation at Peden, PEADEN.com.
Career. Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs ranging from cosmetology and plumbing to nursing and aviation airframe mechanics. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for spring semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. Go here. Get there.
Do you have questions regarding your plants and landscaping? If so, The Garden Line is for you. I am Mike Wiggins, and every Tuesday morning at 9, we are here for you on News Radio 92.3 to answer your questions. Seasonal changes call for different activities in your lawn and garden, so tune in and text or call with your questions on The Garden Line on Tuesdays at 9 and an encore each Saturday at the same time.
The Garden Line on the Pensacola Expert Panel, Tuesdays at 9 on News Radio 92.3.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You got any soda?
$1.
Oh, come on now. Look out for a brother, man. Come on. Hey, check this out. Why don't you let me get a sip for 15 cents?
My cups cost more than 15 cents.
All right, pour it in my hand for a dime.
Can you break 100? 823. I did watch I'm Gonna Get You Suck over the weekend, and
you know, I can really tell that you did.
I don't think I had ever watched that movie in its entirety. I had seen the Chris Rock scene, you know, but I don't think I had ever watched the movie. It's got some pretty dark moments. It's got the gang competition, you know, like taking all the parts off the car gang competition, you know, who can do it the fastest. All right, 823 on News Radio 92.3. Steve Taylor sitting in for David Wayne this morning with our headlines. Steve?
Well, crews are investigating yesterday's mid-air helicopter crash in South Jersey. That happened before noon yesterday as the two pilots took off from an airport about 35 miles southeast of Philadelphia. One pilot was killed, the others in critical condition. NASA's new administrator, Jared Isaacman, says the U.S. will be back to the moon before the end of Donald Trump's second term in office. He told CNBC on Friday that the lunar exploration is critical to unlocking what he calls the orbital economy.
Yeah, the 2027, I think, is the timeline for that.
Well, yeah, that looks pretty good. They're doing the Artemis launch in February, which is going to be going looping around the backside of the moon and coming back to Earth. They're not landing, but it's the first flight away from Earth since 1972 when Apollo 17 went there. Looks like something is being investigated. It's a massive heist by the FBI. What did they steal? It was a massive lobster heist. Looks like freight company Rexing Companies reported about $400,000 of lobster were missing. After leaving a Massachusetts warehouse December 12th, the company believes the theft was organized crime involving a driver impersonating a legitimate carrier. About half the movies ever made.
Right, that's exactly right. In unrelated news, 14,000 pounds of butter was stolen across town.
Oh!
Steve, thanks so much for the update. 8:25, we got traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right, still rolling accident-free right now. I'm not even seeing any delays to slow you down anywhere. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
We're getting some follow-up on things like the shipbuilding story with the, you know, with the president's announcement of the battleship, which I do not think will ever happen. Somebody says, I'm a shipbuilder. Red tape and bureaucracy crippled the industry. I don't think efficient shipbuilding will ever return. I want to be hopeful. I really do. Somebody else had made a note about, you know, look, the South Koreans, for example, were devastated in World War II, and yet they have massive, like, they are unbelievable at shipbuilding. You know, it's one of these weird things where sometimes what kills you is prosperity. You know, think about the economies of places like Vietnam, you know, or South Korea, or even Japan, although, you know, it's kind of a mixed bag over time, sort of. But, you know, there's been places where even Germany, you know, sometimes the rebuilding from a tragedy or just utter devastation is the thing you need. You know, that's the thing that catapults you. And in some ways, you know, you can make the argument. I mean, American industry took off, of course, after Pearl Harbor. But you can maybe make the argument that we're the victim of our own success. We haven't had the need to do a lot of these things. And so we've let them fall away. You know, we've let them be offshore or outsourced to other countries. And we have not kept up in the, you know, the big basics, which I think Trump would say as well. You know, that's been part of the problem is we haven't kept up in the basics. And man, shipbuilding is just
100 times more powerful.
Oh, stop it.
100 times.
I'm trying to be helpful here, John. Trying to find a small little toehold of agreement with the president on something absurd. Anyway, so, speaking of, do I want to do another Trump story?
Already said it. You might as well.
This business with the Kennedy Center, renaming it as the Trump Kennedy Center. Come on, there's actually a law. I mean, there's actually a law.
There is?
Yeah, Congress passed it. It's to honor Kennedy. And it's in law, the name of the thing. He has to change the law to change the name. So now when they change the name and this artist canceled and they're trying to sue the artist for... Bro, just stop. Oh my God, just stop. You do not have to be the center of everything all the time, everywhere. It's so obnoxious. I mean, genuinely obnoxious. And
you know, Andrew,
we're only a year in. We got 3 more years of this. And I would vote for him again over Kamala Harris, of course. Anyway, what, John?
You know that with his name on it makes it 100 times better.
Don't stop.
I have to.
If you're not familiar, what John is referring to is the battleship announcement.
As Commander-in-Chief, it's my great honor to announce that I have approved a plan for the Navy to begin the construction of 2 brand new, very large, largest we've ever built, battleships.
No.
We used to build the Iowa,
where's the 100 part?
The Wisconsin, the Alabama, battleships.
Yeah.
But they will have 100 times the, there'll be 100 times the force, the power.
Okay. All right. It's just like the Trump Kennedy Center is going to be 100 times, and the new healthcare subsidy is going to be 100 times, and everything's 100 times, 100 times everything. For everybody, all the time, no matter what the facts say. 437-1620. What else? We have something that's not a Trump story, please. I don't have time to do this. I saw a story in Fox News that is a Christmas story. And even with Alex Andrade ruining Christmas for me with his Christmas puns. joke. I love Alex. Thank you for filling in for me. He'll laugh at that. This was fascinating. How many Christmas stories are there in the Bible? John, you're a Bible guy. How many Christmas? How many accounts of the birth of Jesus are there in the Bible?
Oh, one. I mean,
Matthew, Mark,
Derek, Luke, John.
Not John.
Okay.
The Synoptic Gospels have it, and Revelation. You familiar with the story of the birth of Christ in Revelation?
Like I studied a while back, sir.
I had the same reaction. So this bishop, Robert Barron, he writes an article for Fox News. He says, the mysterious fourth Christmas story of heaven battling hell. And if you read Revelation 12, a great sign appeared in heaven, a woman clothed with the sun and the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. She was pregnant. She cried out, being in labor and in great pain, and pain to give birth. Then another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, a great red dragon having seven heads and ten horns on his head with seven crowns, and his tail swept away a third of the stars of heaven, you know, Satan, and hurled them to the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was about to give birth so that when she gave birth, he might devour her child. And she gave birth to a son, a male who was going to rule all the nations with a rod of iron, and her child was caught up to God and to his throne, and then she flees the wilderness. Now, it's also the church, right? The woman is the church. But the woman is also clearly Mary. And it's sort of the cosmic perspective on the birth of Christ and what Satan was trying to do and sending, you know, Herod to execute all the under 2-year-olds, right? And, like, it's a totally different, it's not the human-centered picture of the, you know, Bethlehem and the manger and all of that. It's sort of the God's divine perspective on what was going on cosmically at that time. And I'm like, okay, there's a fourth birth of Jesus account.
News, I'm Angelo Bavaro. President Trump set to meet with Israel's prime minister today at Mar-a-Lago to talk next steps in the Gaza peace process. The president also working on a deal in the Russia-Ukraine war. He says negotiators are closer than ever.
The comments follow his meeting with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky in Florida. Both leaders acknowledge, quote, thorny issues remain and warn unexpected obstacles could still derail talks.
Fox's Mike Emanuel. A virtual hearing scheduled for today in the case of Charlie Kirk's alleged assassin.
Judge Tony Graff is expected to reconsider the gag order in this case after prosecutors argued against what they called an unlawful prior restraint on speech. The judge will also consider whether to release transcripts of a closed-door hearing from October.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31 right now, 54 degrees and cloudy. I'm Steve Taylor in for the Vacationing David Wayne on News Radio 92.3. A broken water line near the 2900 block of North Blue Angel Parkway on Christmas Eve left more than 100 customers with limited water over the holiday. At the same time, Emerald Coast Utilities advised these customers at that time to boil their water before using it. That ended up causing some problems in the Southwood subdivision. Helen and Wayne Slagle say when they went into their bathroom basically to turn on the faucet around 7 a.m. on Christmas Eve, no water came out.
We have water. Is it fixed? We don't know. And they didn't tell us.
We didn't get a boiling water notice, though. You mentioned the boiling water. I didn't get that.
No.
I've been checking on my phone, you know, but I didn't get any message. We didn't get a message when the water was turned off either.
Bruce Woody, the executive director of ECUA, says the company did alert customers about the problem. Woody says ECUA had 196 phone numbers or emails on file for impacted residents. Notifications were sent through text messages or email that the boil water notice had been issued.
If there's any concern, first and foremost, the best place to check is on our website. On the opening page, we have an advisory. It's in bright red off to the right-hand side where we list any ongoing operations.
The boil water notice is no longer in effect. We're 1 week away from the beginning of that major construction on Palafox, and an important new tool is available for the downtown Pensacola Palafox Street business community.
The new Palafox.com is now live. That is where all of the information for the next several months during the reimagination of Palafox will be housed. You can get everything from the directory of every business on Palafox Street in downtown Pensacola. Any of their information, we'll share construction updates with you.
Mayor D.C. Reeves, the city launched newpalafox.com as the central hub for everything related to the 4-month construction project, which of course begins a week from today on January the 5th. That website includes a complete directory of every restaurant and retail location on Palafox, so customers can find the hours and contact information. It also links to their favorite spots while that construction is underway. Congratulations on a job well done. Chris Bryant says a local extension office posted winning results.
The Junior League of Pensacola is looking for empowerment Government Award nominations. Categories include Women in Business, Nonprofit and For-Profit, Women in Philanthropy, Hometown Hero, Women in Education, Youth Women in Leadership, and the Mary Rain Hill Award. All nominations must be complete and include the nominee's biography and a complete nomination form by January 15th. Chris Bryant, News Radio 92.3.
Let's check our forecast from Channel 3.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first warning weather update. We are going to be seeing a cool down as we go into the rest of your morning. Temperatures starting off warmer than they will be in the afternoon. Highs today, this afternoon, into the 50s, partly cloudy skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures are going to be dropping quite a bit, around 32 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
Thanks, Brooke. Right now, check in with John Pickens for traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still rolling accident-free right now, even delay-free. I'm not seeing anything that's going to slow you down this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks, John. 54 degrees at Pensacola under cloudy skies, 55 in Gulf Breeze, and 55 also in Milton at 834. Next news is at 9, breaking news anytime. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. And now let's check out what's happening in the financial world. This is Your Money Now on News Radio 92.3. Well, with Christmas now in the rearview mirror, it's time to let the season of returns begin. The National Retail Federation estimates nearly 15% of all purchased holiday items will be returned this year. That's costing consumers. 72% of retailers will be hitting folks with charges for returns, up from 66% last year. Checking the markets at the opening bell, the Dow Jones average is, if I can see it on my computer, is looks like it's down 67. About 14%. It's down 67 points at 48,643. NASDAQ at 23,447 right now, down 146. S&P 500, 6,907, down 22 points. And that's Your Money Now on News Radio 92.3.
Princeton Grove, a new affordable housing community in Crestview, is now taking applications for one- and two-bedroom apartments. Princeton Grove features a resort-style swimming pool, pickleball court, dog park, state-of-the-art fitness center, Energy Star-rated appliances, granite countertops, and, for a limited time, Princeton Grove is offering one-bedroom apartments for $799 and two bedrooms at $1099 without any application fees. Princeton Grove Apartments in Crestview. Location, community, quality living. All starts at Princeton Grove.
This is Sherry with Jonathan's Flooring, wishing a wonderful Christmas and a Happy New Year.
May your Christmas be filled with joy, love, and laughter. This is Megan with the Boot Store in Locksley and Pensacola, wishing you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
This is Eldon Scott with Sonny's Barbecue, wishing you a wonderful Christmas and a Happy New Year.
This is Corey with WEAR, wishing you happy holidays to you and your family from ours.
This is Bruno with Hill Kelly Dodge, wishing you a wonderful Christmas and a Happy New Year.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, a lot of people traveling, obviously, or have traveled. Maybe you're traveling for New Year's, maybe you traveled for Christmas, whatever, and other vacations are coming up. So the question is, when you leave the house for vacation, what do you unplug or disconnect? What's your house shutdown ritual include? 437-1620, 437 1620, I suspect that there's a wide variety of answers on this, and that's why I'm kind of curious, because I know what ours is, obviously, but I'm curious what yours is. John, when you go on vacation, what do you do in the house? Should I tell you what we do and then get your answer?
Can I be like...
You want to pass?
No, I...
what's the reluctance for?
I just don't do a darn thing.
Oh, you just leave the house as it
is?
Yes. Interesting.
Why not? I mean, why go through all the extra work? Because I won't remember what I unplugged or what I did unplug. And I come back and go, why doesn't this work?
So you just... You come to work at 4:30.
Yeah.
And you go on vacation at 4 in the afternoon, and they're all the same.
Yeah.
You left the house, you left the house.
I did.
Okay. All right. Very interesting.
I'm just being honest.
4-3-7-16-20, 4-3-7-16-20. We have a different answer.
Yeah, obviously.
To this question. And this is both a, like, what do you turn off or unplug, and what don't you? Okay, so... John's answer is just leave it as it is. I don't know what the problem is. Our answer is number one, generally any electronics gets unplugged unless it's stuff that you kind of can't really unplug. For example, the DVR, you know, the dish. Okay, I have dish satellite.
Poor thing.
You know, and I overpay for it and whatever.
We know.
But the DVR stays on because it's going to be recording things. But the TV, the stereo, the other stuff around the DVR gets unplugged. The printer gets unplugged, but the Wi-Fi, because the DVR sometimes uses Wi-Fi, or I want to be able to remote watch something, which actually did not work for me this time, which is very frustrating. But so the Wi-Fi stays on, but the printer and the laptop and the desktops all get disconnected. Mostly because... just seems like a better thing to have them off, but also power surges. I've always got this, you know, and not all things are on a power surge protector, you know, that kind of stuff. So that's one example. Obviously, you keep the refrigerator plugged in and that kind of stuff. But we actually turn off the water to the house.
What?
We turn off the water to the house.
Do you have like a checklist you go through?
Or have you not met my wife? Oh, you've never met my wife.
I have briefly, but I've got to sit down and talk with her about several things.
You wouldn't ask such a ridiculous question if you had met my wife for real. Because, of course, she has a checklist. I don't have a checklist. I'm not, I'm the philosopher.
I've got lots of questions
for her. I'm the bartender. I'm the waiter. I'm the, I'm the comedy, sometimes, talk show host. You know, she's the engineer, the industrial engineer, the efficiency and processes. Checklists. Lots of checklists. Lots of checklists.
Are they posted everywhere?
No. Keeps them all in a secret place.
Okay.
So we turn the water off. And the reason, actually, is because when pipes break, it's a massive problem. And we actually had our house has the PVC pipes, you know, under the sink. And when it first got built, there were some problems with that. And, you know, we don't want to be gone because it could, you know, in like 30 seconds, your house is flooded. Like, it's bad.
So you don't have sensors that
for the
connect
water?
To the Wi-Fi that connect to let you know that there's a leak?
No.
Problems may be happening.
Oh, interesting. No. No, I suppose that'd be like the Peden smart home thing. But I'm not willing to put my, house online. I'm against all that, the AI and all that. So, yeah, we turn the water off. Most everything else is not much different. But, I guess, some people do the, leave the light on a timer, kind of thing. You're more at risk of the thieves breaking in during the day than at night, so that's not really a thing, But anyway. All right, 4-3-7-16-20. That's your question for the day. What's your do and don't? And I suppose for some people, the fact that we do unplug anything is probably like, well, that makes you weird. Okay, fair enough. That's fine.
I mean, you're going to save like $5.
Well, it's not the energy. I don't care about that.
Okay.
That's not my motive. All right, 4-3-7-16-20. Your text's in just a moment. If you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors has a great selection of good quality used cars. Cars from, 1 to 4 years old. They really specialize in things that are under 5 years is really kind of the goal. They're going to warranty everything to 10 years or 100,000 miles because they're only going to sell you A-quality cars, good cars, cars you can count on, cars you can drive for a long time. That's why Dave Ramsey recommends them. I recommend them. They, it's not brand new, but it's not really old. It's right in the middle part. And my plan is, I go to Frontier, buy a car, and then I don't have to buy another car for 10 or 15 years. But you can do what you want. That's just kind of the kind of cars they sell. And if they don't have the exact car that you want, they'll go looking for it. They might have something that's close, maybe you want a different color, or you're willing to take more miles for a lower price, or, you know, you want a newer car, so you're willing to pay higher, or whatever, or a different trim package, whatever the case may be. If they don't have it exactly, you can get close by test driving what they do have and then send them looking for the thing that they don't exactly have. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. All right, to the text. The question of the day is, when you go on vacation, do you, I guess I should rephrase, do you do anything to prepare your house? What do you do? 437-1620, if anything. Somebody here says, turn off the main water line into the house. I assume that's the same reason that we were talking about, because, you know, if the water line goes bad, that's a problem, and you don't want to come back to a house that's flooded. The PlayStation only gets unplugged in case of lightning. Oh, see? You know?
Same. You don't have it on a surge
protector? Well, I do, but I don't trust that entirely.
Okay.
I mean, what is a lightning strike? It's like 25,000 watts. I mean, some insane number, million watts. I don't even know. It's some insane number.
I think I need to come to your house and like help you out a little bit with electronics.
You just want to come to my house.
Well, I know where you live.
Steal my food.
Well, I mean, you're cooking. You might as well.
Somebody else says, I don't unplug anything. I'm just like John. I'll forget what was unplugged.
See? Thank you.
Oh, it did cost me.
What?
I suffered a loss. A piece of electronic equipment that was working perfectly fine a week ago, I unplugged, and I plugged it back in, and suddenly it doesn't work. My DVD player.
So your theory is now wrong.
Well, I can't blame it on the unplugging, but I don't know what caused it.
But if it would have stayed plugged in, it still would have been working.
I can't say that for sure either, can I? You know why? Because it's counterfactual.
But you didn't plug
in. But if I had left it plugged in, maybe it would still work. Maybe it would have broken nevertheless. I don't know, because I didn't run that universe.
Didn't?
No, we didn't run that universe, John. It's counterfactual.
Okay.
John Pickens, that's traffic on the fives.
Brought to you by ECUA. Bulk Waste Services now calling for pickup. Call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day. Learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Still rolling accident-free right now, even delay-free. Everything is looking good. I'm John Pickens. Don't turn everything off in my house before I leave. Okay. On News Radio 92.3.
I love that it's such a wide variety of answers, too. Let's see. Gus says 437-1620. Sorry, not Gus. Get Gus in a second. This person says, I flip all the lights off that my wife left on. She left them on to make sure that the would-be burglars would believe someone is there. Instead, I turn those lights off, and then I arm the security system and hit the road and unplug nothing. Gus says, why wouldn't you unplug things when you're gone during the day as well? Oh, the trouble of it. It's annoying.
Yeah, right. I know. Keep going.
That's it.
But
some things are annoying. They're beneficial enough to unplug when we're gone for 5 or 6 days. And it's funny because if we go for the weekend, we don't necessarily. I don't know how we make the decision of when the water gets turned off or not.
Where's the cutoff date?
It's a good question. I don't have an answer for you. We don't turn it off when we're going for a couple of hours, but a house could flood just as easily in a couple of hours as it could for over 6 days.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I get, by the way, I know there's like some fluid dynamics person out there like, well, you know, when you depressurize the system and then you repressurize the system, you're creating stress for the pipes. It could itself be the source of the problem. I know.
Boy, you even answered your own.
I went to college and everything. 437 twice. 437-1620, my checklist. Oh, first time texter. I love this. My checklist includes hiding the bacon because the kids come and feed the dogs and steal the bacon.
Oh, my goodness. That's awesome.
Oh, that's a whole other issue is food prep stuff. Throwing stuff out, but out, like not in the kitchen, you know? And then like things that are maybe they'll spoil out on the counter. You put them in the fridge to save them, you know, that kind of stuff like food prep and what goes in the freezer and all that.
Are you talking about when you leave for vacation?
When you leave for vacation, yeah.
Oh, good Lord.
Don't you get rid of stuff when you leave for vacation? Or do you just wait for it to mold while you're gone?
I'll deal with it when I get back. Because it was still good when I was there.
I love it. Oh, it's so great. Scott says, my dad was a naval aviator. Checklists were essential and very helpful. That's right. You don't forget stuff. Let's see. John, you're my people.
What?
Yeah. We turn the air slightly warmer and that's it. Oh, that's a good one. Changing the air conditioning.
Right.
Okay.
I like that. Thank you.
But do you change the air conditioning?
Yes, if there's not children or pets still at home.
But you don't change it when you leave for the day?
Heck no. I want it to be comfortable because my schedule is so fluid.
Somebody says, I'm OCD. I check the doors 15 times, then forget whether I locked them after departure. You and my wife. And she always has to be the last one. I'll check everything. It's good. And she's like, check, 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 check. She does that. So she goes in behind me. Everybody out of the house, I'm checking the locks.
So she doesn't trust you.
Sure. Let's say that.
Okay.
It's fine.
Yeah. I'd love to sit down and talk to her for like an hour.
She may have reasons.
Yeah. There might be reasons.
There may be times I've forgotten to close things, driven off to work in the morning with the garage door up. I don't know. Not saying it really happened. Let's just move on to the text. Bump the air to 75 degrees. Everything else is just fine. Turn off the water to the commodes. Oh, that's interesting. The like the actual spigot next to the toilet. Turn that off.
It's too much to do. Yeah, and think
the only
about.
Reason, and here's the funny thing, you'll think I'm totally conflicted about this. I don't do that because, in my experience in the past, every once in a while, over operating that valve can stress the valve and make it leak. And I don't want to accelerate the decrepitude for my under the sink or the...
Exactly. See, I wholeheartedly agree with
John
you.
John is a big fan of avoiding accelerated decrepitude. That's what we just learned about him.
Yeah, exactly.
Teach Alex Andrade to say, I don't say big words. let's see. I turn off the water heater. Oh, interesting. Okay. I don't leave anything that's charging a battery plugged in. Oh, that's good practice because battery things can go haywire.
No, I agree with you on that.
Put all the guns stashed around the house into the gun safe. Oh, okay. All right. That makes sense. I turn off and unplug everything. I also plug the drains, but first I pour in a little cleaner. I also make sure the house is clean, so I come home to a clean. So maybe turning off the water is my next step. A lightning strike is 1.21 gigawatts, according to Doc Brown.
I know.
1.21 gigawatts.
Great.
You know
Scott.
When it's a first-time texter? Yeah, because I get a, like, your texts come in the same way on your phone, like a history of the text on the service that we have. I don't necessarily have, I don't have ID unless you tell me who it is. Does that mean you have a record of everything I've ever texted y'all? Oh, boy, that's not good.
Oh, yes.
Oh, it's
Do
fine.
I need to go back and read that?
Totally fine. If you have a generator, you should know it takes more power to start anything up than it does just to leave it running in many cases. Oh, there you go. Electrical engineer's perspective. Let's see. It's called a shutoff valve, not if you get quarter turn valves. I will say the ECUA shutoff valve is, they've made it so that you have to have a device to do it. So then I'm in there with my, like, odd wrench trying to make it work, and that's frustrating.
Right, because they don't want you to get free water. I mean, they cut you off.
But that's, well, they can lock the thing.
Right.
But the leaving it open, it still takes a tool or creativity. They're not well designed for the homeowner. Let's see. Somebody says I disconnect the main breaker. Oh, interesting. We use timers, so it looks like somebody's home, and I turn off the pool pump. Okay, well, lots of different answers. That's why I like to ask these questions, because you never know what kind of answers you're going to get, and we got a wide variety. And part of the value here is that wherever you are on this spectrum, you feel seen. There's somebody else texted in just like you. Super weird like John or super weird like me? Or somewhere in between. I'm Andrew McKay.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us Wednesday on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
10 athletes will face the toughest job interview in fitness that will push past physical and mental breaking points. You are the fittest of the fit. Only one of you will leave here with an iFit contract for $250,000.
This is when mindset comes in.
Someone will be eliminated.
Pressure is coming down.
Trainer Games on Prime Video January 8th. Watch the trailer on trainergames.com.
The Pensacola Expert Panel. Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Oh, mighty warrior of great fighting stock. Might I inquire to ask him, what's up, Doc?
Let's go. Let's go! Come and bring it! Game on! Yeah! Game on!
See, I like to pick I pick music out of movies I watch. We watched this movie with Woody Harrelson called Champions, and this is from that. It's by Yez Yez. Or Yay Yay. I don't know. Y-E-Z-Y-E-Z. I like it. It's good. Game on. All right.
I was just going to let you continue with that one.
Oh, man, the number of texts that I got in helping me solve my ECUA water valve shutoff problems.
These are your people.
Oh, my God. Let's see. I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5-6 different solutions. Everything from you can buy that for $15 at Home Depot, the little tool. Somebody here says, I made my own water shutoff tool with some angle iron and a MIG welder. Vice grips, a link to a Home Depot product. That's everything. I love it. I love it. And it's honestly, I'm tempted. So 437.
I'm going to make him do it.
437-16. Y'all are my people. I love you so much. Oh, meanwhile, I should say this. I've had several like angry emails today too. Like people who, I'm not listening to this crap anymore. Are you harsh on Trump? Or what were they complaining about? That too negative for a Monday.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, if you want to blame somebody, blame all your local county commissioners and city council members, because they haven't had a damn meeting in like 2 weeks. I got nothing to work with.
Yes, blame
them. Meanwhile, the fire hose of Trump is continually putting out.
The Trump train keeps going.
That's right. It never stops. It literally never stops talking. Hey, if you're thinking about selling or buying a home, you want to get a good realtor, obviously somebody who's going to. So my point is I'm left with that to deal with, okay? Anyway, you need a good realtor. You need somebody who's going to get you all the way through to the closing, which it seems obvious, but you don't hire a realtor to list your house and show it and stage it and then not get a closing. That's annoying and a waste of your time, right? What you want is somebody who's going to get the job done. Well, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty, they're going to sell about 200 homes this year. I talked to her about 2 months ago, and she was at 180, and she said she had 16 still to go by the end of the year. So right around 200, which is up in a down year. Like, the market's down. She's up 30%. Last year was 165. The year before that was 175. She was over 200. She and her team were over 200 the year before that when, the market was really hot. But look, the market's different, and so, home sales are not as good. One of the things that she says she attributes her success now over the last couple of years to is they sell the homes other people have trouble selling, which is the difference between somebody who's good at it and somebody who's just sort of okay at it. And she says, I take on a lot of homes where people have already had a realtor or two or three or honestly seven. One case, seven. Two cases, five, which is terrible. I can't imagine going through that, but she'll help you. And if look, don't take my word. I mean, I always recommend whenever you're going to hire somebody or make a choice, drive a couple of cars, okay, interview a few realtors, don't just make one choice, but include her on your list. That's all. And then you make a decision that makes sense for you, okay? Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty, 786-3996. 855, John Pickens has traffic on the fives.
Still rolling accident-free, even delay-free. I'm so proud of everybody today. That's a look at your traffic on the fives. I'm John Pickens.
Somebody says, shouldn't Monday be the most negative day of the week?
Well, it should.
We're all angry.
Yes.
I have to be at work. I like my job. I don't know. Let's see. Somebody says, don't hate the Monday morning players. Hate the Monday morning game. That's good. I like that. Y'all are fun. Let's see. What do I have time? I thought I had one that was kind of sitting in my my crawl that I wanted to. No, I don't. No. I'm just looking over the list of all the stories I've got. More Trump stuff. No, I'm not doing anything more with Trump. This one did kind of catch my attention. I talked about this earlier, but it is worth revisiting a little bit because I think the point's worth making. We've got this ongoing battle about books in Escambia County, in the schools, and in the state of Florida, and in the schools, and in the public libraries, and all of this stuff. The public library case is not here. It's actually another state. But, there's this ongoing conversation about what should kids have access to? What should the government provide? What should the schools provide? What should the schools prohibit? Right? This is a years-long conversation. And, in fact, now a lot of this stuff has kind of mooted out because of not entirely with Escambia County, but even the question of whether the Escambia County school board members, most of whom are not even in office anymore when the court case started, whether they should have to testify as to their thinking in outlawing certain books, or not in outlawing, but in restricting certain books in the school libraries. Were they doing it on the basis of good reasoning, or were they doing it on the basis of personal animus or bias? This is a real ongoing question. The center of the controversy-ish is a book called Entangle Makes Three. And the book is about two gay dad penguins raising, a little baby penguin. And the question is this a book that is advocating for, sexuality, sexual immorality? Is it inappropriate for young kids, for any kids? Well, they removed it from the library shelves. And ever since, we've been having this fight about all kinds, The Bluest Eye, about all kinds of books, Stephen King books, books, what's the the Dragons show, all of a sudden Game of Thrones. You know, all kinds of books have been in conversation. And what the county, what Escambia County School Board has recently settled on is basically anybody in Florida has challenged a book, that book's going to be on our no list. The superintendent can make decisions on books that get raised to him as questions. The superintendent can also reinstate with consultation with the media expert. That's the very short version of where we are. That's not the point. The point to me is that nobody is quite willing to be honest about this Antango Makes Three book. I have the book. It's small. It's a kid's book, okay? It's a flip book. It's a cardstock book. Because the disingenuous perspective on the ones who want that book in the school is they say it's just a kid's book showing something that happens in nature. Two penguins raising a kid. What's the big deal? Well, sir, start off with being honest. You know it's not just a kid's book. It's a kid's book with a moral sexual message, and that's why you care to defend it. Just like the people who are opposed to it care to oppose it because it has a sexual morality message. It's not just a kid's book. The other thing people will say is, well, how can you be upset about this? It's just a book about what happens in nature. Well, okay. Let's make a kid's book about one male lion sleeping with 10 female lions. You know, well, I mean, that just happens in nature. Does that mean that it's okay? Does that mean that kids should learn about it? Does that mean that it's normative for human behavior? There's all kinds of horrible things that happen in the animal kingdom. Are they normative for human behavior? They are not. Are they things that all kids should learn about? Well, it depends on what the lesson is.